hard to count the number of bad analogies I've heard, and I confess have used to talk about the Trinity. There's the three states of water analogy. Water can be a solid, a liquid, or a gas. There's the man analogy. A man can be a husband, a father, or a son. Or the egg, which consists of a shell, a white, and a yolk. And the tricorder hat, the heat, light, and gas of a star. Or even, with apologies to St. Patrick, the shamrock. By the way, if you want to have a little fun, look up St. Patrick's bad analogies on YouTube. The problem with all these analogies is that they fall into one falsehood or another about God. The Trinity is not merely three aspects or parts of the same God. The Trinity isn't three ways that God reveals himself to humanity or emanations of God. Such analogies miss the mark, and they also harm our understanding of God. The worst aspect of such misunderstanding, and what these analogies seem to try to do, is to try and domesticate God. We seem to not be able to help ourselves but to try and make God into an obedient pocket deity who will do what we want when we want, or at least who won't be a problem for us. And such a domesticated image of God is everywhere. We put God on our money, after all. In God we trust. There's also the prosperity gospel, which is very much of a vending machine gospel kind. If I say, and the vending machine gospel is just another way we try and control and manipulate and domesticate God for our own purposes. Say, if I put a prayer in, maybe I'll get something back. Or if I give some money, maybe I'll get something back. If we can just understand how God works our fallen selves' reason, we can make things good for ourselves. If I go to church on Sunday, am I not doing better than most people? Am I not showing God my faithfulness? If I pray or read a few Bible verses, doesn't God take notice of that? If I give money to the congregation or to other charities that do good work, won't I be rewarded for that? Such a view of God is not relational, but manipulative. But God cannot be manipulated or gamed. Controlling God is not our job. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is neither a formula nor an abstraction to be used, but a loving relationship to be entered into. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is perfect community in perfect unity, bringing us lost human beings into a saving relationship with him through our baptism. Such saving relationality was present at the beginning of creation. The Spirit hovered over the waters of chaos, waiting to receive the Father's word. And the Father did speak, sending out his word, the Son, to the Holy Spirit, who receives that word, making creation a reality. God speaks light, and there is light. God commands the waters to separate, and there is sky and land. God speaks life, and there is life. The Holy Trinity is active from the beginning to bring the universe into existence, including making us in the very image of God. We are created not out of an act of violence or as slaves, as the ancient Babylonians believed, but as sons and daughters of the living God. And God continues to invite us and all people into that loving relationship, not out of any worthiness on our part, but out of pure grace. And where do we receive that grace? In baptism. This is one of the things we mess up about the so-called Great Commission here at the end of Matthew's gospel. Take a beautiful statement of gospel, and we turn it into something we ought or we should do, trying to take control of something that is God's work. Or, on the other hand, we might fall into despair when we don't do it as well as we think we ought to do. We should all over ourselves. Careful how you say that. We should all over ourselves. And we shouldn't, because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bring people to faith, not us. Jesus indeed says, go and disciple all nations. But that doesn't mean we have to have an awesome building with a coffee bar to attract people to the gospel, though this is a nice building. It doesn't mean we have to have the best worship band or the most inspiring and most marketable worship experience. It doesn't mean that we have to have a line of merch. It doesn't mean that we have to have the most charismatic pastor or staff. It doesn't mean we have to have a $1 million budget. It doesn't mean having loads of children and youth. And it sure as heck doesn't mean making a relationship with the institution a defining mark of our identity. The way we go into the world is not with all that stuff. We go into the world with the promises of baptism, which God carries out. We're just privileged to be the instruments by which it is done. To be sure, baptism seems embarrassingly ordinary. You have the baptized, witnesses, and some water over there. Pastor says some prayers, pours water over someone's head, and if the baptized is an infant, everyone oohs and ahs. You know, it makes for good photos. But the appearance belies what is happening. What's happening there is a creation-level event. A creation-level event is happening at that font and at every font when someone is baptized. Through the mouth of the pastor, God the Father speaks the word, Jesus Christ, which is received and acted upon by the Holy Spirit, hovering over those waters just as he did at the beginning of time. And the person baptized is recreated. We are recreated from the inside out. A new person is born at that moment in the image of Christ. To be sure, we struggle with sin all our lives. That's why Jesus doesn't just say to baptize, he also says to teach. In other words, keep giving people Jesus. Keep giving people the living word of God. Keep being the instruments by which the saving word is voiced, received, and acted upon. This is not taking control of God's work. This is simply giving of ourselves wholly for the purposes of that saving work. It's all the work of God. We are just invited to be a means by which it is done. So we don't have to control God's work. We don't have to coax people into being a part of it. God's Spirit blows where he will and will create faith where he will. We're blessed to be part of that faith formation, and all faith comes back to baptism. That's where we introduce people to Jesus. That is where we are washed, forgiven, and made part of our Heavenly Father's family. That is where the Spirit descends upon us, making us new. It's that simple. Thanks be to God. Amen.